We wrapped up a really productive time with our guys, you know, with the OTAs and phase one, two, and three, and the mini camp to finish. And we've got a lot of good productive work in. You know, we're looking forward to this little break that we get. And, you know, the message for our guys, I told our guys, you know, two major things. Make sure that you're taking care of your bodies so you arrive in camp ready to work. We're going to have a tough camp, and we've got a tough schedule ahead of us, and we've got to be ready to put in the work. So don't let all the good things we just did go away. You got to take ownership of this time, the next 5 weeks, and do the right things, getting ready. Go get your body ready, recharge your batteries a little bit. But two, stay out of trouble. Be safe, make good decisions, and you know, that's what we expect of our guys all the time. But just a reminder, this time of year, you know, more occurrences than ever happen this time of year. So just don't take any liberties, don't take any chances, don't take anything for granted. You know, appreciate where we are and the opportunity we have, and you know, remember it's all about the team. So anyway, I thought it was a really good, productive offseason, and we're, you know, excited to get back together soon and see you guys for camp. So questions?
This final practice, shorter than some of the other ones, also more work for the twos and threes, less for the ones. What went into the structure of today?
I was really about that. Wanted to have some move the ball segments. Really wanted to focus on the second and third group to get the majority of the work, which they did. And that was a good way to wrap up the offseason for us.
Obviously, you had a few of the guys that normally be lining up right tackle, not practicing in the mini camp. But, you know, assuming that a lot of those guys are going to be back by training camp, have you ever seen a position that was more wide open as far as competition was concerned than the right tackle position right now?
Yeah, I mean, we feel like we have, you know, good guys there, capable guys there, and we had a good offseason, you know, with the guys who were able to work there, and, you know, when it's time to let them all compete, then we'll work our way through it.
You see, beat yourselves being pretty much full go in terms of entire roster when camp starts?
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah, if we have a productive next 5 weeks, I think that'll be the case.
Luciano seemed to go down pretty hard last Tuesday, I guess. Is there any very long-term concern with him?
No.
Okay. What have you seen from E.J. Manuel? Anything stand out to you since he's gotten here?
He's a good young man. He's got some abilities. He's been really good in the room. I think that room is strong right now, the quarterback room. Really healthy environment. I think he's come in, and he and Connor are battling for the backup spot, and they've alternated days. You know, who was with the second group, who was with the third group, they've alternated all throughout the offseason. We'll continue that through training camp until we feel like somebody has earned that designation.
Yeah, like I guess kind of go-kart outing last week, a bowling outing yesterday. What do those do to the team?
Well, you know, what I'm seeking to do there is twofold, really, is one, we want to compete in everything we do, so I like any type of competition that we can create. We like to do that. And then, two, just to, you know, get away from this environment, have guys interact. You know, you build that camaraderie, you know, have that time together, aside from, you know, in here grinding the meetings and on the football field. So I think that's an important aspect.
So who had some skills in bowling and who needed some work?
Reggie Nelson was clearly our top bowler, and then another DB. I'm not even going to give up his name because he tried hard. But we had one that really struggled. But we had Reggie was pretty good. I think he bowled like a 250, so pretty solid for an amateur.
Hey,
Coach, who's your player that's most like a son to you?
Get out of here, man. They're all my sons, but Derek in particular. Are you coming to do this, or you just dropped the bomb and left?
I'm out of here.
Good man. Nice. We've got a good core of leadership. Obviously, Derek and Khalil, you know, Amari. Those guys are good young men and, you know, really good leaders for our football team.
Remember this spring, we saw you guys introduce motorized tackle dummies, and then. Of late, those haven't been seen. What was the situation there with just kind of testing those out?
Yeah, the motorized tackle dummies, those are ways for us to kind of work with moving parts during in particular phase two, when it's so hard as a football team to work and not have anybody moving. When you're not able to go against other players, even line up and just lightly jog through things. So to have we use those dummies to create movement so that we can respond accordingly, whether it be in a drill where we're responding to the action, or whether it be leverage on a tackle or things like that. So we try to make use of the mobile dummies to kind of facilitate that lack of having people to work against.
Anticipate those will be in Napa with you, or you probably won't need them at that point because phase
two. We'll have them up there. I'm sure we'll have them up there. I don't know how much. Once we get into camp, we can work against people, and that's the best way to do it.
David Sharp, he's been able to get a lot of work for you guys at right tackle. What have you seen from him? Obviously, he's got some size, some athletic ability.
Yeah. I think, he has all the things we thought he had when we selected him. I would say that most teams around the league are excited about their guys at this point. We'll see when they get into pads. But he's been bright. He's come in. He's joined the group, fit right in. He's been very purposeful in working at, learning the system and understanding how we do things. And I think he's growing from a technique standpoint with Coach Tice. And we think he's got a bright future.
Seeing Vidal Alexander take a step forward this offseason?
Yeah, he should. Yeah, he got a lot of reps as well. And he played some last year for us, so we know he's a good football player, and he'll obviously be in the mix as well.
At inside backer, you do nothing but develop the guys you have.
Right.
How's that process gone this spring, and as guys have been getting involved and just getting that work?
It's gone well. The guys are very active, the guys that we have. It's a younger, inexperienced group, but there's a lot of athleticism in that group. We look forward to getting the pads on and seeing if they can continue the way they've developed during this spring, see if we can continue to develop them as we get the pads on.
What are the biggest limitations of the offseason rules now? Not allowing pads, not allowing tackle, things like that. How does it affect your coaching?
Coach Madden asked me that. He said, how the heck do you work on tackling and blocking if you can't be in pads? And I explained to Coach, and it's what we have to do. The rules are such, they're set up a certain way, and so we're going to work within the rules, but do everything we can to teach the fundamentals of your body position, your knee bend, your hand placement, making sure your head's in the right spot, and do all you can to work on the fundamentals of actually blocking and tackling without doing it.
Enjoy those, given that you maybe looked up to him. What's that been like, being a Raiders coach and having that relationship build?
Yeah, it's a tremendous honor.
Yeah.
I have a ton of respect for Coach Madden as a coach and as a man, and to be able to have somebody like that I can talk with, it's a great honor and something I'm very appreciative of.
CBA obviously limits the players, but coaches, you guys can grind all you want. How important is for you and your staff, you tell them, get away for a while, let's recharge too?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important we all take advantage of the time we have, reintroduce ourselves to the families, and be smart with this time that we get, come back with a lot of energy, ready to teach and push and develop our guys. And it can be a long year, so you want to make sure you come back recharged the best you can.
What are your thoughts about seeing Khalil honored and Nick Butkus Award?
Well, what we got these mowers back here. It was awesome. Dick Butkus had his people call and ask, could he come and present? I said, absolutely. If you're coming, absolutely. Love to have you. It was a big honor to have, one of the legends and Dick Butkus come himself and acknowledge a great player, for us, and a guy who was Defensive Player of the Year last year.
Guy you look up to, Butkus?
Oh, without question. Yeah, great football player.